That Republican talk show down to the wire in Florida. GOP debaters take their last shots before the Florida primary vote on Tuesday. Are the last shots the best shots? On this Friday, January 27th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good Friday morning. Hope everyone's looking forward to a nice weekend. I'm back from a couple of days in Washington. The president is out campaigning. Celeste is off today. She'll be back next week. We're going to thread this hour with reaction to the Republican debate in Florida. We're going to have a look at the Pentagon budget cuts and whether they threaten national security and are even politically viable at this point. And we're going to have a Latino voter view of the GOP field from the perspective of voters in Florida. Join any of the conversations we're talking about at 877-8-MY-TAKE, particularly a conversation that's going on about whether you need to be able to speak English to be a candidate for city council in the United States. We'll be talking about that later on this morning, and all your comments are at thetakeaway.org. First, let's check the morning's top headlines. Jacksonville, Florida hosted the 19th Republican presidential debate last night, and frontrunners, at least for the 2012 season, frontrunners Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich went straight into attack mode last night. Here's former Governor Romney on his main rival.
In the 1990s, he had to resign in disgrace. In the 15 years after he left the speakership, the speaker has been working as an influence peddler in Washington.
Speaker Gingrich responded and called Romney out over his campaigning tactics.
He just said at least four things that are false. I don't want to waste the time on them. I think the American public deserve a discussion about how to beat Barack Obama. And I just think this is the worst kind of trivial politics.
At one point, the tone of the debate was so offensive to Rick Santorum that he made an appeal to just, quote, focus on the issues. Some of the other issues debated included immigration policy. We'll talk about that later this hour. Funding for NASA and which of the candidates' wives would make the best first lady. More on the debate in just a moment. President Obama heads to the University of Michigan today as he wraps up a three-day tour to promote his economic agenda and also fundraise and campaign. The president is expected to unveil a plan to control tuition and university costs by withholding federal funds if college tuition costs go up too high. We'll have a discussion with a leader in higher education later on this morning. You can go to thetakeaway.org to hear that interview. Washington has threatened to pull the aid it gives to Egypt. The threat comes as Egypt continues to hold six U.S. workers and has banned them from leaving the country. The State Department has warned Egyptian authorities they could withhold $1.3 billion in aid. So far, the State Department is not calling the six U.S. workers hostages. The owners of the capsized cruise ship Costa Concordia are offering passengers $14,000 in compensation. The money is to cover loss of luggage and psychological trauma after that cruise ship ran aground off the coast of Italy. The deal announced this morning covers all passengers who escaped the wreck unharmed. Medical and transport expenses and the full cost of the cruise will also be reimbursed. Let's take a look at markets. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures for Wall Street are up, though. The Dow starts at 12,734. That's pretty high for the last 2 years or so. The S&P begins at 1,318, also a high. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,805 later this morning. We're following that story about a candidate for city council in Arizona. She was taken off the ballot because her English wasn't good enough, according to the city council, and according to a local ordinance which regulates the English fluency as a condition for running for office. A listener from Massachusetts sent us this text. No one should be required to speak anything. If the candidate has enough popular support to get elected, then the candidate should win. Well, should voters decide whether English is important, or should some sort of overseer of the election for city council decide? You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, last night was the 19th. Debate of the Republican presidential contest. We're going to recap with Farai Chidea and Ron Christie, our two good friends. Boy, it was a slugfest last night. We'll try to be a little more decorous in our discussion. We'll be right back.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.